Welcome to another inspirational message from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
How's everybody doing tonight? Nothing like getting started a few seconds early, huh? Yeah, people will be coming in from the foyer and coming from home, work. They'll be coming looking, you know, for a little refreshing, you know. They'll be coming looking for something to touch their heart. But, you know, I imagine some will just be coming, not realizing that God has a real purpose tonight. Let me tell you what God's going to do tonight. Hey, let me tell you what I believe the Spirit of God wants to accomplish tonight. Would you like to know? You know, the Bible says He'll tell us of things before they come to pass, but would you like to know what your pastor believes, where my faith is going into this service? My faith, my prayer, my hope, my expectation is that God is going to help you if you are willing to participate, and you will. You know, we'll make it so easy, okay? We'll make it so easy that God is going to help you take a step. Now, the way I saw this in my spirit, for some people, they were stepping over something. Okay? And for some people, they were stepping up. But the idea of both of those that I saw in my spirit today, as I was considering what the Lord wanted tonight, was a leaving behind of something. Leaving something behind. Something that perhaps has troubled you, or maybe something that has not troubled you that you may not have considered. Maybe you need just a little bit of help from God or from your pastor in identifying, considering. Maybe we need a little time to consider and for God to show us what it is we need to step over, what it is we need to step up out of, what it is we need to leave behind. So this leaving behind, you know, it's designed by God always to make us, more like Christ, even to make us feel better about ourselves. You know, God loves us, but sometimes we do things, we say things, we feel things, we want things that, you know, maybe it's not God's best, and maybe we go, okay, great, and we move on. And maybe we say no and we move on, but yet that experience leaves us a little bit, you know, less. You know, maybe we don't go for the bait, but we feel dirty because we, you know, touched it, considered it, or because it got close to us. Do you know that the devil is always trying to get close to you, to rub off on you, and to leave you thinking that, you know, I didn't do that, but I thought about it. You know, I said that and I felt bad about it. You know, and so God is always trying to get us washed up. Just washed a little more. And when we cleanse ourselves, you know, worship, you know, the Word. We wash ourselves, the Bible says, by the Word of God. You know, we admonish, we encourage ourselves. When we hear a good sermon, we say, oh, I need to do that. Those are good things, washing ourselves. But there yet is a stepping up, stepping over, you know, getting over something, or a stepping up out of that place where where you know you've pleased God. This would please God. You know, you'll experience it a little different. You'll experience it and know a little more about what I'm talking about. Okay. First, we're going to worship. I'm going to encourage you again tonight to make this a personal time. A personal time of worship. Okay. Imagine it's just you and Jesus, okay? Personal time of worship. I'm going to encourage you to make this a personal time of prayer. And again, to find your comfortable place. For some of you, it's, you know, just sitting and soaking. For some of you, it's standing and, you know, moving. For some of you, it's walking around. This is designed these Wednesday nights through our summer. We've got August here, are just designed for us to experience the Holy Spirit. You know, in September we're going to do something a little bit different for September and October, and then in November we'll come back to this for, you know, that's our plan, come back to this for the holidays, and, you know, get ourselves all ready to be the light of our families and the light of, So tonight, God's going to lead you. He's my expectation, my prayer, my hope, my expectation is that tonight's going to affect you. You're going to step over something. You're going to step up out of something. Something is going to be left behind, and you're going to leave here feeling, feeling like you did something to move yourself closer to God, feeling better about your future, okay? Better about your walk with Jesus. That's what tonight is designed to do. And you don't have to feel bad to feel better, okay? You don't have to feel bad, and it doesn't have to be something bad. It can just be something that's a weight. Something that you may not be focused on, that God just wants to, you know, wash that spot. So tonight, let's make this personal. And tonight, we're going to leave something behind. There's always something you can do to please God. There is always one small step that you can take in your life, your personal life with Jesus, to please Jesus, okay? So find your comfortable place of worship. Let me pray for us to begin with. Father, Lord, we want your Holy Spirit, Lord. God, we want that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, that Spirit that lives in us. We want, Lord, to touch you tonight. Lord, I'm expecting, sir. Lord, what I've seen, God, people stepping over, stepping up, Lord, leaving something behind, just a washing, a cleansing, Lord. Something, God, that will give them, Lord, God, a better hope, a greater hope, Lord, a happier tomorrow, Lord. A way to know, Lord, that they did something that made them, Lord, please you, God. Lord, more like you, Father. Lord, we pray for all the things going on in our nation and around the world, Lord. All the things that need help, Lord. But tonight, Father, for the next few minutes, we need help. Lord, we need our lights to shine, Lord. We need our lives, Lord, to be touched, our minds to be cleansed, Lord. God, here we are, sir. Lord, lifting our worship to you. Receive our worship, O mighty God, where we worship you in spirit and in truth. Some of you need to apologize to God. We're going to start off with our apologies. You thought things, you felt things, that quite frankly, if you were approached by God, you would feel like you needed to apologize to him. Would you bow your head and close your eyes and let me lead us through prayer? You pray with me. I'm going to pray. I'm going to lead us in prayer. Okay? You pray with me. Okay? Voice your voice like it's you and God, just like it's you and God. Okay? Oh, holy God, we are so sorry, Lord, for the things we have said, Lord. Forgive us, God, for the things we have felt, Lord. The things, God, that we have done, Lord, we are sorry, God. Lord, we're sorry, Lord, that we've let things come out of our mouth, Lord. God, that we've been unkind, Lord, or judgmental or critical, God. Lord, forgive us, Lord, of being critical, God. Forgive us, Lord, of speaking words, Lord, that, God, have hurt people's feelings, Lord, even when they haven't hurt us, Lord. If they had hurt us, God, Lord, it would hurt their feelings. Lord, forgive us, God, for striking out in anger, Lord. Even when no one else is around, you've seen us, God. Lord, you've heard us. You've heard our hearts. You've heard our thoughts, God. Lord, we apologize to you, Lord. God, and our apology, Lord, includes a repentance, sir. Lord, we're going to take captive our thoughts right now, God. Lord, we're going to decide that we're not going to do that again, Lord. We offer you an apology, Lord. We ask you to forgive us, God. And Lord, we repent. We turn from that, God. Lord, we're going to keep a better rein on ourselves, Lord. We're going to keep a closer watch on our heart, Lord, a closer watch on our attitude. Lord, right now, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, touch that place in our life, Lord. Touch that place and heal us and deliver us, God. Lord, put a reminder in our heart, in our mind. God, put a reminder, Lord, that every time we approach that place again, Lord, help us to remember, Lord, that we're not going to be that way. We're not going to represent that kind of person, Lord. We're not going to be somebody that is critical, that is judgmental, that is condemning. Lord, yeah, we know the devil wants to trip us up, Lord, and God, if he can get us to thinking bad thoughts, Lord, about family members, bad thoughts, Lord, about business partners, bad thoughts about schoolmates, Lord, bad thoughts, Lord, about the people we do business with and buy things from. Lord, he knows if he can get us to think bad thoughts, Lord, those seeds can germinate, Lord, and they can produce bad words, Lord. God, we don't want the devil to do that to us anymore, Lord. We don't want to participate with him, Father. So right now, Lord, hear our apology, Lord. Each one of us, Lord, just says, I'm sorry, God. Lord, forgive me and cleanse me, Lord. And God, take that stain from me, Lord. Take that shame from me. Jesus himself bore my shame and bore my sorrow. And I don't have to bear it anymore, God. Lord, I'm not going to be embarrassed, Lord, when I stand in your face about those things anymore, Lord. I'm laying them down at the cross, Lord. I'm going to step over this moment. I'm going to step up out of this miry clay. I'm not going to allow myself to be critical and judgmental. I'm not going to allow myself to speak harsh words, to be angry, Lord, and sin, Lord. I'm not going to do it anymore, God. Lord, right now I leave it behind, sir. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting me apologize, Lord. Thank you for hearing me, Lord. Thank you, Father, for receiving, Lord, my repentance, Lord, and my apology, God. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me, Lord. Cleanse every heart and every mind, Lord. Just cleanse us, God. We want to be a holy church, Lord. We want to be a holy family, a holy people, God. We don't want, Lord, any spot or wrinkle, Lord, or anything in our relationship with you, God. We don't want want to be embarrassed, Lord, whenever we see you, God. Or, Lord, embarrassed whenever other people hear us speak, Lord, or things that we have said, Lord. Help others, Lord, to forget and forgive the times, Lord, that, God, that we have been harsh, Lord, or critical, unkind, uncaring, Lord. God, change us, Almighty God. Change us, Lord, as your word says, little by little, line upon line, Lord. God, precept upon precept, Lord. Change us, Lord, into the image of your dear Son, Lord. Make us more like Jesus tonight, God, because, Lord, we truly want to be. We want to worship you. We want to be clean before you. We don't want to have thoughts, Lord, coming to us in the middle of our worship, Lord. We are deciding right now, Lord, that we're not going to entertain other thoughts in the midst of our worship, Lord. Right now, Lord, we are making a decision, Lord. We pray that the Holy Spirit would remind us when we get to the place of worship that we need to give you our attention in worship. Lord, so many things can distract us. So many things can invade our minds. All the business things, all the work things, all the money things, Lord, all the relationship things, Lord. But God, this is your time. It's time for you, Lord. And God, we're going to focus on you, Lord. Forgive us, God, when we have worshiped with our mouths and not with our hearts, Lord. When we have worshiped, Lord, and just made a show of it, God. And Lord, we've cared more about what other people saw than what actually was going on the inside of us. Forgive us, God. Lord, forgive us, Lord, that we have fell prey, Lord, to the trappings of church, Lord. And Lord, to acting like a Christian, Lord, and to acting like a believer, Lord, instead of being one in truth and in spirit. You are seeking those who worship you in spirit and in truth, who really worship you, who worship you from their heart, who worship you in their minds, who don't have their minds on other things. That's a trap of the devil, and the devil has tried to make that normal. He's tried to make that okay. He's tried to even hide it from us and help us not to feel bad about it and given us other things to think about. We no longer want the deception of the devil in this house, in our lives, in our families, in our worship time. We are deciding right now, Lord, that the Holy Spirit, every time the Holy Spirit reminds us, we will straighten ourselves at that moment, Lord. That's all you have asked, God. All you have asked, Lord, is that we be right before you. All you have asked, God, is that we turn, Lord, our attention to righteousness, Lord, to doing things the right way in your sight, God. Lord, so you remind us, God. You speak to us, Lord, in our worship time, in our daily worship time, Lord, in worship time in our congregation, Lord, in worship time with our family, Lord. You remind us, Holy Spirit. Just prod us and prick our senses to let us know, and we will take that moment and we will straighten ourselves up and push it all to you. Oh, Jesus, thank you so much for being so kind to us, for being so good to us. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. All right, now listen. God is listening to your prayer, okay? He's listening to your prayer. He's moving on your behalf. I'm telling you, this is not just happening in our church. This is happening in churches all across America and around the world. I can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I can feel Him right now on me. This is happening all across America, all around the world. God is giving people a personal revival of His Holy Spirit. He is helping us to become a stronger and better church. Not spooky, but connected to the Holy Spirit, not the holy spookiness, okay? This is an opportunity for us to step into, step up from, step over, and leave something behind, okay? Just leave something behind. Okay, we've warmed up a little bit. Now we're going to deal with sin. Sin. The sin that so easily besets you. That means the sin that you are most likely to trip up on. For some of you, it's immorality. For others, it's money. For some, it's anger. For others, it's resentment, bitterness. What is the sin in your life? What is the sin that you keep tripping on? You know, church ought to be a place where we can talk about sin. What is the sin in your life that the devil knows that he can get you with? Sin being a departure from the will of God, something that Jesus hung on the cross to save you from, that would have condemned your soul to hell, left undealt with. What is the sin? Internet. Addictions that you continue to foster. What is the sin? Your sin. You wouldn't want God to point it out, would you? You know what I want God to do with my sin? Forget about it. The only way He will is if I repent and get His forgiveness. He'll forget about it. I've done things I don't want nobody else to know about, they don't need to know about. Nobody else needs to know about your sin. That's not what we're talking about tonight. But you know about it. And God knows about it. We're going to repent of it. Sin. God wants His church to be clean. How can we shine a light on the world when the light inside of us is darkness? Amen. It could be that the trouble that you are facing from time to time is because of the sin that is undealt with in your life. Oh, you may say, "Forgive me," every time. But you need to sever the root, not just pick the fruit. We're going to pray. There's a loving, joyful God. Do you know what? There are multitudes of angels who are about to rejoice more over one person repenting of their sins than 99 people in here who never did sin. That's an odd concept for us. But if we're going to be a church that's reaching the world, preaching the truth, sharing the love, then we need to be a clean church. And you're the only one that can clean your life. Fortunately, one serious "Forgive me, God" will cleanse you. Once you're cleansed, you'll find a new breath and you'll step forward in a righteous robe. Angels in heaven, demons on the earth can see your light. The Bible says we shine like lights in this crooked and perverse generation. We cannot accept sin as right. What happened at the Olympics with their opening ceremonies and the blasphemy toward God, no wonder a direct insult to Almighty God. You know, there are sins you commit against your neighbors, but to commit a sin spitting in the face of God, thumbing your nose at Him, that's a pretty big deal. And yet God so loves the world that He gave His Son for those people who did that. And He's hoping we can rescue them. But why would anyone want to follow a dirty, dim light? Let's repent of our sin. Right now, right where you are. You don't have to do it out loud. Or you might want to loud enough for you to hear it, but don't nobody scream it. Let me tell you, you and God can take care of this right now. Ask Him for forgiveness. Tell Him you're not going to do that anymore. And then you don't. He will help you. I'm so glad that God can hear our thoughts and other people can't. Aren't you happy with that? Whew, I am. I'm so glad that God can hear my prayers as I call out to Him in my spirit. You don't have to go to a priest to get forgiveness. You don't have to pray certain prayers or give money. Do works to get forgiven. That was paid for with the blood of Christ. And there on the cross, He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." You know, we really don't. We really don't. It doesn't make sin acceptable, but it does make sin forgivable. He's given us such a gracious opportunity to be right with Him. We need to pray for our nation. Pray every day. Amen. The devil would love to divide our families, divide our churches, divide our communities, divide our nation. Let's not let him do that. Yes. Amen. Amen. There's so much going on in and through the lives of God's children. God's getting ready. He's, as it were, turning up the fire. Amen. He's wanting to use us, even though the devil would like to make us believe that we've passed our use, or we forfeited it. You have not forfeited your usefulness to God. That's a lie of the devil. You are perfect. We can't miss the opportunities to let our light shine. The one thing I want to ask you to invite the Holy Spirit to do in your life is to ask Him to remind you when you need to witness to someone. And your witness does not have to be, scripture or just jump in with Jesus. It can be a comforting word from the Holy Spirit. It doesn't have to sound like a preacher. In fact, it sounds more like what we just did. What do you think Jesus would say to that person if he was standing in your shoes? Because he is. He's standing in your shoes. Might be the only shoes he has. So would you give it a shot? Would you just tell the person beside you for just a moment, or in front of you, or behind you, What do you think? You guys do this too. What do you think Jesus would say to that person? Keep it short. You know it's going to be encouraging. It's going to be uplifting. The Bible says edification, exhortation, or comfort. It's going to be comforting. It's going to be encouraging. It's going to be uplifting. That's what Jesus wants to do. Okay? It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance, not the severity. The goodness. God, people are leaving things, Lord, behind tonight, Lord. God, the sins that so easily beset them, the weights, Lord. God, they're stepping out, Lord, and stepping over and stepping up from, Lord. They're critical and judgmental and opinionated and hateful thoughts, words. God, tonight, Lord, I pray, God, that this would mark a change in people's attention and worship, Lord. And that, God, that the things, Lord, that they came here with, Lord, that you wanted them to leave at the altar, Lord, they have, Father, for this house, Lord, is an altar unto you. Lord, we dedicate it to you, Lord. God, purify, Lord, these grounds, Lord. Let this be holy ground, God, so that people who drive past and people who drive across and people who walk, Lord, even into the building, across the property, those that are working on the property, Lord, that they will feel, Lord, something different, God, that the Holy Ghost, Lord, would come to them, Lord, and God would challenge them, Lord, to bow a knee to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, coming into this place, Lord, that they would take off, Lord, the garments, Lord, of this world, Father, and be clothed, Lord, in this house with righteousness and salvation. God, we pray that salvation would be in this house, God. Lord, that you would open up our altars, Lord, in a new and a fresh way. The Lord, people would bring their friends. They would hear about it, Lord, from near and from far, Lord. And God, they would be drawn to give their lives to you, Lord, to dedicate and rededicate their lives, their families, their marriages, Lord, to you, sir. Lord, we pray, God, Lord, for children, Lord, to be brought to the house to hear the word of the Lord. And God, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would stir up the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our house, Lord, of words of knowledge and wisdom, Lord, and prayer in the Spirit, God, and Lord, singing, Lord, and worship, Lord, in the Spirit and truth, God. Lord, that you would stir up the spiritual appetite of our congregation, Lord, and Father, that you would let it ripple out from this place as well, Lord, and ripple through our communities, Lord, that people would, Lord, take the occasion to be kinder, Lord, and God, more merciful, Lord, and more patient, God, on the roads, Lord, Father, that people would be more understanding and caring, Lord, and helpful, God. Lord, let this be a place, Lord, in Southeast Texas, Lord, where a light would shine and people would know that we're of a different sort. We, Lord, are called Christians, Lord, because we follow the Lord. God, grant us the grace and the mercy of the ministry that you have placed upon us, sir. Lord, that we can be, Father, your hand extended, your heart open, God, your voice heard here in our communities, Father. Lord, we pray blessings, Lord, on this house in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. Amen, 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 amen.
Thanks again for joining us for another encouraging word from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.